Welcome to Meditate and Thrive, a series for human performance. The final session of our series focuses on cultivating emotional control. This one is very important because when we lose control of our emotions, we hurt other people. And when we hurt other people, we are hurting ourselves. The subconscious mind communicates with the conscious mind through feelings and emotions. Emotions bring love, joy, and satisfaction to life, and they also bring stress and confusion. So emotional control is vital in meeting the second priority of the subconscious mind, which is to have clarity of thought. And the path to cultivate emotional control is through relaxation. Stress can't exist when your body and mind are in a relaxed state. Relaxation is the antidote to stress. And thankfully, by participating in this series, you have already familiarized yourself with the act of relaxing. You have a practice. And when you are able to successfully integrate calmness and composure into your reactions and your decision-making habits and into your behavior, you will see tremendous benefits in your overall well-being. And because you have a practice already, it's likely that you've already experienced some of the benefits of relaxation. Whether that's improving the quality of your sleep or maintaining composure throughout stressful situations or recovering from those situations more quickly. I hope that these benefits become more and more obvious and clear to you over time. And the purpose of this session is to cultivate emotional control and to practice the mechanics behind it so that you are prepared and you are ready to move forward with more control. So take some time now to settle into a comfortable position. And bring your focus to your breath. Take a few deep inhales and exhales. And with every exhale, let go of any tension that comes into your awareness. And let your mind settle into your physical body, nurturing your connection to the present moment by tuning into how you're feeling in this moment. And give yourself permission to let all of your cares fade away and to focus on your well-being, knowing that only good things can come from experiencing relaxation in this way. And imagine now that you are standing outside. Your feet are connecting with the earth beneath you. And you can be anywhere you like to be. And in front of you is a beautiful staircase. And this staircase is leading to another realm. A realm that signifies total peace and relaxation to you. A place where you are safe to drift away and to exist in total harmony with the world around you. And when you look towards the top of the staircase, you can see that it's covered by white clouds. And those white clouds are going to help you to relax entirely and to feel comfortable and safe. And every number up from 1 to 10 will take you one step further up your staircase and one step closer to relaxation. So when it is time for you to step off of your staircase, you will find yourself in a beautiful place amongst the clouds, where you are free to simply exist as the truest expression of yourself. 1. Stepping onto your staircase. Place your hand on the railing. Notice how sturdy it feels. Notice the texture of the railing. And notice how imagining the texture helps you to relax even more. 2. 3. Feeling lighter and more relaxed with every step you take. And you are feeling so peaceful right now. So let your body relax just a little bit more now, so that your mind can relax just a little bit more as well. 4. Feel the cool mist of the white clouds start to make contact with the top of your head, relaxing your head and relaxing all the muscles around your face. Notice how the air is so fresh and so comfortable to breathe in. And every exhale relaxes you more and more. 6. Seven. Feeling the sturdiness of the staircase under your feet with every step you take. And during this session, the sound of my voice and the sound of the music are so relaxing to you. And the mist of the clouds continues to engulf your body, bringing relaxation into your shoulders, into your arms, into your neck, and into the core of your body. Eight. Nine. Feel your glutes relax even more and your legs. Notice how nice it feels to be experiencing this altered state of awareness, where your subconscious mind is open and receptive to the suggestions you are receiving, and your creativity is enhanced. So you're able to imagine exactly how it might feel to be absorbed into this soothing white cloud of peace and tranquility. And 10. Step off of your staircase and find yourself there. Another place in another realm where you are free to drift into relaxation. A beautiful place just for you to enjoy, where everything's good, everything's easy, and everything's beautiful. So relax just a little bit more into the surface beneath you so that you can enjoy this place just a little bit more. And by choosing to relax your body and your mind like this, you are anchoring the choice to relax into your energy, which means that you are choosing to cultivate emotional control. So go just a little deeper into relaxation now and understand that to cultivate emotional control is to embody calmness and composure. To cultivate emotional control is to choose the best way for you to react. So imagine the version of yourself that has already achieved this. And imagine the satisfaction of maintaining your peace. Imagine the satisfaction of cultivating emotional strength. And imagine the satisfaction of embodying emotional stability. And as you breathe in, imagine that you are experiencing this as if it were your current reality. Match the energy so that you feel like a pillar of strength and calmness. And know that you are preparing yourself to bring emotional control into your future. So let yourself go just a little deeper into relaxation now, releasing any tension that comes into your awareness. and know that it is your decision to relax right now that ensures your future success. Because the more you practice, the easier it becomes to cultivate emotional control. And that is something to be grateful for. So invite gratitude into your heart and into your being. And let yourself sink even deeper into the surface beneath you. And when you focus on how good your life can be, you are inspiring yourself to behave in a way that is aligned with a good life. Whether your conscious mind is aware of that or not. So in your mind, continue to build a vision of how good your life can be. And with a heart full of love, see yourself thriving as a human. Imagine what it looks like on you to be healthy, to be happy. And your emotions stem from the subconscious. So let yourself feel into the emotions that are associated with being this way. Because when you feel the associated emotions, you are imprinting these feelings into your energy. You are creating new neural pathways. So just imagine being motivated, being goal-oriented. Imagine you are pursuing a life with purpose. And imagine believing with certainty that you are creating a better life for yourself. And imagine having the clarity and the focus to achieve all of this or something even better. And remember that your subconscious mind wants to ensure of three things: to meet basic needs, to think clearly, and to help other people. And you do this best when you are aware of your subconscious mind, when you live with purpose, when you are motivated by the long-term goals that you have for your life, when you maintain focus, when you believe in yourself, when you trust other people, when you see value in other people and can ask for help, and when you are in control of your emotions. And just by being here and communicating your intentions with your subconscious and matching the energy that you want to experience more of, you are healing on a subconscious level. You are cultivating peace. You are aligning yourself with success. You are connecting with your truest self. And you are contributing to the well-being of others around you as well. So remember that you are powerful. So feel powerful. You are in control of your destiny. So feel that control. Because you are in control of your emotions and your behavior, whether you choose to believe it or not. So bring your awareness to the space around your body right now. Relax your legs. Relax your shoulders and your arms. Relax the top of your head, the sides of your head, and the back of your head. And bring your awareness to the space between your ears now. And choose to be a good person. Choose to be kind. Choose to spread love and peace. And feel right now that you are a good person. And this session and all of the other sessions will continue to help you in ways beyond your conscious mind can conceive of. And I'm asking your subconscious mind to guide you in the most delightful way to reach your goals and to thrive as a human. And as this session comes to an end, it's time for you to either return to full awareness once again, or you can continue to relax until you fall asleep, knowing that your subconscious mind will continue to work diligently throughout the night. And when it is time for you to wake up, you will wake up feeling rested, refreshed, and renewed. And your subconscious mind will be guiding you to accomplish things that are good for you. So you can listen to the music and let the notes carry you deeper into relaxation now. And into sleep. And if you are choosing to return to full awareness once again, you can invite gentle movements back into your body. Perhaps take a nice deep breath and a stretch if you'd like to, and return to full awareness once again. Enjoying a sharp mind and a tranquil heart. Thank you so much for listening to this series. It's been an honor to guide you. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Thank you.